Less than a week after losing a lawsuit in U.S. District Court, a coalition of conservation groups seeking to stop the Big Thorn timber sale has filed a notice of appeal with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and asked for an injunction pending the outcome. Last Friday, U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beislein granted summary judgment in favor of the U.S. Forest Service and other defendants and rejected all of the arguments brought forward by environmental groups. Holly Harris is the coalition's attorney from Earth Justice, a legal team that represents environmental organizations. She says a timber sale the size of Big Thorn should go before a higher court.
When you're talking about cutting thousands of acres of old-growth forest, forests that will take at minimum 150 or even 200 years to regain its old-growth characteristics, makes it important that the Ninth Circuit have an opportunity to review what the Forest Service has done.
The lawsuit was filed last summer by national and regional conservation organizations after the Forest Service made a final decision to move forward with the timber sale on Prince of Wales Island. The Big Thorn timber sale includes about 6,000 acres of old-growth forest, rainforest, which environmentalists say is critical habitat for deer and wolves. Last week, regional forester Beth Pendleton said it was critical to have some old-growth harvest to keep the remaining mills alive while the Forest Service transitions to a second-growth timber model. About two-thirds of the Big Thorn timber sale has been awarded to Viking Lumber in Klawock, which had hoped to start logging this spring.